It is with great joy that I stand before you at this meeting, at this particular time. Brother Philip felt like I needed another chance to redeem myself after last night. And I get that. I understand what's happening. But as our beloved Brother Tom said, we certainly do stand in need of mercy. Everyone in this building needs the same thing. We all need grace right now. I need preaching grace, and you need listening grace. I, too, also need listening grace. So we all need to do the same thing. We all need to pray and beseech the Lord that He would bless us. And if the Lord would, wouldn't that be wonderful? If the Lord would bless us right now. He already has, but again, that's just amazing. And Matthew chapter 13 and 44, Jesus says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field." He's comparing the kingdom of heaven to a treasure that is hid into a field. And I believe, my beloved friends, that we have been in the kingdom this weekend. I have. I don't know about you, but I have. And it's been a great blessing. It's been a great joy. I feel better than I did Thursday night. I feel more encouraged, and I think this week is going to be okay. And next Sunday, I hope to go back into the kingdom. I really hope to go into the kingdom during the week as well, in meditation and Bible study and in prayer and in singing, fellowship with the saints. That would be nice. I hope to do that. It is a joy to find the kingdom. This man that found this treasure said that for joy he sold all that he had. King David said the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Beloved, welcome to the joy of the whole earth. You're not going to do any better than you are right now. You can see some beautiful places on the earth. You can be in rich homes and be entertained by notable people. But you can't do better than right now. Actually, you can, and that's paradise.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the next best thing. And you're going to have, you got it right now. This is time salvation. This is right now salvation. Welcome to the kingdom. You thought I was at Cool Springs. You're at the kingdom right now. You feel the presence of the Lord. You are in the kingdom, and you ought to be happy. Now, what are your problems? You don't remember them right now, do you? Bills, what are they? I don't know. Problems with work, problems with friends, with family, with myself. Forget about it. I don't know. Right now, I'm in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm in love with His people. I have found a great treasure. I found it. The Lord blessed me to find it. The Lord led me to it. And it is a treasure. This man was happy to find it. It doesn't describe a particular treasure. It might have been a vein of gold or some mineral deposit. As I heard preachers preach about it growing up, I always thought it was like a buried treasure chest, and he opens it up and it's gold and pearls and just rich and beautiful jewels. I don't see that now, but whatever it was worthy. And it was very, very special. And so special that when he saw it, he wanted it so bad and did everything he could to get it. I think in our life today, in our sojourn under the sun, as we look forward to eternal life, when we're known as we're known, and when we see the Lord face to face, right now we're in the cleft of the rock, and we see the glory of the Lord passing by. It's good, but it passes by. And we go back in life, and then we need to remember, I need to go back in that cleft of the rock. Now, I am positionally through election. But I need to go back to the kingdom and see the glory of God again, and it passes by, and I keep having to do that. And I really get tired of that. I don't get tired of the glory of the Lord. I get tired of Dave Montgomery forgetting the glory of the Lord. And so it's pretty good to think about when I'm in the presence of the glory of God forever, never ceasing. But right now, I still have a treasure. Well, what is it? I'll tell you what I think it is. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 3, the Apostle Paul says, "For I would that ye knew what great conflict I had for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for many, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." I'm one of those now. So Paul is now talking to me and he's talking to you. And he says this, "that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." So the treasure is described here as wisdom and knowledge. And he breaks it down into three things. In verse 2, the comfort of our hearts. Preachers need to comfort God's people. Seriously. Comfort ye my people. That's a double comfort. I know we're supposed to rebuke and exhort and reprove with all long-suffering and doctrine. That has been preached at this meeting. But all that falls under the heading of comfort. David was given the accusation, "Thou art the man." Four words that took the bottom out of his life. His life was never the same after those four words. And then the judgment, and then the comfort and the mercy. So, we find when we go into the church, to the kingdom, that our hearts are afflicted in the world and are sad. Things haven't gone according to our plan. We wrote the script of our life, and it went awry, somewhere around page 2. And we've been trying to get back to the script, and it keeps messing up. And though we may get it right, everybody else is getting it wrong. You ever feel like that? And you keep having to put up with, and you're constantly disappointed. And then you hear, "Thou art the man, thou art the woman." And you spend a week in mourning, and you go to Psalms 51 and you spend some time there, and you beg God to restore unto you the joy of your salvation, which is the treasure. Not salvation, that's already and always yours, but the joy of it. That your heart might be comforted and might be knit together in love. That's called fellowship. That's fellowship with each one of us, and that's fellowship with God. You've got to have that first before you have fellowship with each other. When you got that, knit together, meshed together, tied up together, wow, what a treasure that is. Then you feel the love of God. You feel the love of each other. Even though we're sinners and have come short of the glory of God, we have messed up. We don't deserve 2 seconds of God's grace. We don't deserve 2 seconds of church. We don't deserve this meeting. None of you do. I know I don't. But what a miracle that our hearts have been knit together in love and have been comforted by that. That's the treasure. And then he says, unto the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. This is a spoonful of what the banqueting table is up yonder in paradise. We're sitting at the table and we're getting the little baby spoons. That's what we're getting. You know what I'm saying? We still got our baby spoons when our kids. They still need them from time to time, even though most of them are over the age of 20. But we're sitting down. We're in the high chair. Folks, we are. So I got some age and experience on me. You're still a babe in Christ. You're still a child of God. Notice it never says grown up of God. Adult of God. We're little children. We're just kids. We're spoiled brats. That's what we are. We're in the nursery. We don't get it. We don't get it that we don't get it. God still dips the little spoon of mercy and He gives it to us. He may even do the little airplane thing. You know what I'm saying? And finally we open our mouth. Sometimes He's got to do the airplane thing to get us to open our mouth. He does that with me because I'm stubborn and I'm rebellious and I'm hard-headed. That ought to have gotten the biggest amen again. I'll amen that. That's right, my friends. But He loves us that much. He loves us that much that He gives us assurance. And the assurance of understanding, the foretaste. But I know right now I have another building not made with hands. I know it. I may not know it tonight. I may forget it. But right now, oh, bless it now. The moment. This moment. This is the eternal, what the eternal moment's going to be like. Right now. You've got a bit of it right now. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. That we're here in the treasure. And in Mount Zion, the joy of the whole earth. John said that we know some things in 1 John. He says we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. That's the inward man. That's the born again part of you. That's the spark of divinity that's within you. That's what you're going to be like, soul, body, and spirit someday. But you've got it right now. Do you know it? Well, if you don't, let's talk about it later. You ought to know it right now. You ought to be thankful about it right now. Stop throwing off on yourself. You're a child of God. Listen to me. I'm giving you good stuff because it's out of the Word of God. Not because I'm saying it, but God wrote it. We know. We know it. We know it. He says, we know that whosoever is begotten of God keepeth himself. You can't fall from grace. You're preserved in Jesus Christ. I know that. We know that that we are of God. We know that. That's not bragging in of ourselves. We understand total depravity. We know that we got there by the blood of Jesus Christ. But let's acknowledge the finished work of Jesus. We are of God. Thank God. That's the treasure. It says we know that the whole world lieth in wickedness. There's sin. There's depravity. There's hardship. We know that. We know that. We know in verse 20 that the Son of God is come. Thank you. And hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true and that we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God in eternal life. That's the treasure. Do you know it? You may not know it to the full extent, but let's keep understanding it. Let's keep learning about it. That's the treasure. And then he says, going back to Colossians, and he says, and to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. That we know something that when the prophets were told about it, to write it down, they didn't understand. Folks, Isaiah didn't get Isaiah 53. That's pretty good. I'm going to say that again. I never thought about that. Isaiah didn't get the book of Isaiah. He didn't get it. The prophets diligently asked what these things meant. The angels heard the inspiration of God. I wonder how that sounds. And they desired to look into it. What did we do to deserve to get it? What does somebody want to stand up and talk about themselves of how you deserve to know of the mystery of godliness? Do you want me to quit preaching? Stand up and start talking about yourself. Or better yet, why don't you just come down and join the church and acknowledge Him that way? I'll quit preaching right now. That's the treasure in the field. Jesus said in one scripture, where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. He said, going back to Matthew, he said that this man that found the treasure, for joy thereof, he said he sold all that he had and bought the field. The kingdom is worth any sacrifice, even if it takes everything we've got. And I'm talking about right now. Right now. Is it worth a tank of gas? Yes. Is it worth whatever you put in the plate? Is it worth your time? Would you rather be mowing the grass right now? Boy, you need some preaching if you do. Then go mow my grass and I'll go to more meetings. Would you rather be cleaning the house? Come clean my house. Would you rather be on Facebook right now? Thank goodness nobody raised their hand on that one. You can talk about this meeting on Facebook tomorrow, but right now we're in the meeting. This is the treasure. I don't want to get on the computer right now. What's a PC anyway? I don't know what it is. What is the internet? I don't know. All I want to know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. All right, I'll sell that time. I'll redeem the time. The days are evil. I'll buy the truth and sell it not. I've got the truth. Not bragging. Thank you, Lord. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. Where's Texas? I don't know. But I know where Zion is. I'm in it right now. Where's Atlanta? Forget about Atlanta. Literally, right? We're here in the kingdom of God. Where's Dallas? Where's San Antonio? I don't know. I'm here in Mount Zion. Right now, everything we've got is nothing. 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 Are you thinking about your bank account? Are you thinking about your IRA? Are you thinking about your future on your job? Right now, I'm just focused on Jesus Christ. It's all gone except Christ. Hallelujah. I'm there. I'm in the kingdom. I've got the treasure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't deserve it, but I'll take it. Give me the treasure. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, or I die. This is something that I want, and I don't want to change it. It's what Jesus brought. It's what He built. It's Him, and it's His grace, and it's His kingdom, and it's His doctrine, and it's His church. I want it. I don't want it because I deserve it. I don't deserve it, but I want it because it's what I need, and I don't feel better anywhere else like I feel here. It's where my heart is. Right? Where's your heart? It ought to be where mine is. And that's what he said, that we're knit together. This is what it is, friends. Heaven is going to be like this. It's not going to be this. It's going to be like this. What is it going to be like? I don't know. But I know I'll be satisfied. Now, to get this treasure, you have to buy the whole field. Okay? Which comes with Dave Montgomery. Sorry. And Phil Conley. And John Yadamack, who was looking at his songbook last night while I was preaching. And who I have probably fallen asleep during his preaching. You ever buy land, undeveloped land, and you may have to level it a little bit. You may have to get some rocks out of it. There may be a snake or two there. Stickers, briars. In Texas, there would be some fire ants. In Georgia, too, all right. You've got to buy the whole field to get the treasure. You see, when I was baptized at the age of 14, and I tell you what, I was honeymooning with Jesus then. And I thought everybody just was perfect. Couldn't do no wrong. And when you're a minister's child like I was, you see things that are very disheartening. I have seen people call my father and just ruin his month. I have seen two Primitive Baptist churches split. I've seen 20 people walk out of the church and turn their back on the bride of Christ. I've had to read letters of people, "I no longer love the church. Take my name off. I'll never be back." I saw a man walk out of church one time and slam his Bible on the ground. He says, I'll never be back. I've seen people get in the flesh. I've seen disagreements. I've seen conferences last 4-5 hours. I've seen ministers say something and it's misinterpreted. And people get crossways with him. And instead of going to him and talking to him, they just let it fester. And anything that he says after that, they use that as an excuse to discredit him. I've seen people smile at you and shake your hand and stab you in the back in the Primitive Baptist Church. That's the field. But there's a treasure. Amen. Don't get discouraged because of the field. That's us. That's you. That's me. But past that, when the Lord is with us and you get that foretaste of glory divine, and Jesus is singing with us, and the preachers are preaching, there's no better place in the world than right there. And I pray, if you've got memories like I've got, you see, I haven't forgotten them, but I don't care about them anymore. Really, I don't. Because I found the treasure. and I'll put up with it. One day in his courts is better than 1,000 beside. The king said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Sure, you're going to be disappointed. Brother Philip is a good man. I've preached with him. I've seen him grow up. I preached with his father. Elder John Conley was one of the greatest men I've ever known. But Brother Philip is a man. And he's going to make mistakes. Now, you want to think that you got a pretty good deal in Brother Philip? You want to feel that way? Come down and watch me serve a church. You'll feel pretty better about Brother Philip. I've blown it. I've said things wrong. I will let you down. You will let me down. But past all that is the joy of the whole earth. And I've got that treasure. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say to y'all, let's just forget about stuff. And let's just remember what's important. And it's Jesus and the doctrine and the brethren and the sisters and the church in your life in service to Him. And if you got that, what are you complaining about? You found the treasure. Thank God for it. God bless you.